Anyone on campus can have free water if they follow this advice.
Are we talking about the River Irwell?
No, no. It's drinking water. It's fine. But I don't know if you ever used to do this when you were at school, Steve. But sometimes at lunchtime, if me and my friends were a bit bored, we would go divining, which is also known as dowsing, for buried metals or water.
I don't think I played it as a child. I think I saw it on an old TV show from the 50s.
Not that old. If you're not familiar with what divining is, it's where you get a forked piece of wood, like a branch. Yeah?
Any branch.
No, it's got to have sort of two twigs sticking out with a big main end. So it's like a Y. Like a Y shape.
And you hold the top of the Y.
Yeah, yeah, one hand on each. You put it in
your, I'm with you now, yes.
You put it in your palm, then you relax.
Yeah?
Yeah, concentrate for a bit. And it's a very old... It's mystical, I think, but it does definitely work. But anyway, so you hold it, and then it kind of draws you towards where a hidden water supply might be.
Right, so like an underground spring or... As such.
Something like that.
Right.
But anyway, I was in uni the other day. I was really thirsty, didn't have any money, needed a drink. And, well, as you know, been quite windy recently. A lot of branches on the floor.
Yes, I've noticed.
And I found a forked branch, got it, was walking along. And you know the Chapman building that I mentioned earlier?
Yes.
I was kind of drawn towards that. The twig was kind of moving and it was sort of pointing that way.
Is there an underground well there? Or?
Well, I'll tell you. I got... Dragged across to where the two front doors are.
Yeah, of Chapman front building. Doors, yeah.
Yeah, but they're both...
Automatic.
No, they're both locked. There's a sign. So I followed the sign round.
That would infuriate me.
It was okay. The stick led the way, as it were. The divining rods led me there. So I went in the main entrance, and they told me to go right, so I was pulled right. I went past the Neo Market, which I mentioned earlier, where the apples... I was probably drawn slightly towards the apples as well, because they got quite a high water content.
Right. So was it a fridge full of bottled water?
No, it was more exciting than that.
The toilets?
No, it was before the toilets. There's kind of a hidden alcove, and in there, there's a water cooler. And so that is free water.
Really?
Completely free to use for anyone. If you go in the Chapman building, just after the restaurant, hidden alcove, there's a water cooler.
I had absolutely no idea. And sorry, you could just go up, grab a cup, fill it up, enjoy.
No, I should point out, there is a sign and it just says, I think it's bottle refill only. So what you have to basically fill a bottle there. So it was okay because I'd spent about 2 hours divining. So I was really thirsty anyway. So I just went to the cash machine, University House, came back, bought a bottle of water, drank that, and then I filled it up again. So 2 for 1, free water.